Moncrief on News Talk.
Farm safety is an ongoing issue in this country, and not just for the farmers themselves, but for their families too. There are times of the year when it has to be all hands on deck, even the kids. And that does necessitate a degree of common sense. This is why Alma Jordan set up AgriKids. Good afternoon, Alma.
Good afternoon, Sean.
And so is, like, if you're to set out a template of kids at what ages, what kind of tasks they should be given, what would that template be?
For me, it's always been about looking at what would be acceptable and unacceptable risk, and only ever exposing kids to jobs that are really age and ability appropriate. We have a farm here in County Meath, and our son Eamon, at about the age of five, he was kind of, you know, looking at the hens, counting the hens, getting their water, making sure that they had enough food. And those kind of jobs. And as the kids get older, then absolutely you can add different layers of complexity. To work with the animals and to be brought up on a farm is an absolute privilege. And the whole thing with farms in Ireland is that we are a family farm. So as you rightly said, it can be all hands on deck. But I suppose when I start lifting up the neck and getting a little bit concerned is when I see children as young as 4 and 5 years old being allowed to operate machinery. And that to me is when we enter the area of unacceptable risk. And that in itself is where we have a huge, huge issue in this country.
What kind of machinery?
Tractors, quad bikes.
No, a 4 year old wouldn't be able to reach the controls.
Absolutely. We have children operating machinery and vehicles that are designed for adult use. Only recently, I was sent a clip on social media of a four-year-old on their own operating a quad bike. And what was really upsetting about something like that is, first of all, it undermines the work of advocates such as myself in this area of farm safety, where we are trying to make things a little bit better. But it is really awful for families who have been affected by loss, by tragedy on our farms, when they come across images and videos such as this, and the comments that come in on social media, applauding, congratulating, saying, isn't that great, start them young, great, great child, does nothing to help us. So it really is a case. I mean, I talk about common sense the whole time, and that's an absolute example of where we have no common sense here. And it really goes against the grain of everything that I work for and that I believe in. And it really does nothing for the reputation of farming either.
Yeah. Now, I suppose there'd be a body of thought saying you shouldn't let them work on the farm at all until they're 18. I suppose, is that practical?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, as I said, listen, it's a privilege to be brought up on a farm. I grew up on a farm myself in County Kildare, and you know, you learn empathy, you learn compassion, you learn resilience. These are, you know, very, very important empathy and emotional tools to be equipping our children with. Resilience alone, you know, helps them cope with the unexpected that life can throw at them. They will come across science, maths, they will learn about food origin, they will learn about work. And I have absolutely zero issue with that. The sooner we can expose our children to those sorts of topics and areas, the absolute better. But let's just make sure that anything and everything that we do is age and ability appropriate. And let's denormalise risk and denormalise our attitudes towards risk on our farms.
Because even if they're not working, there's, you know, even if they're outside the house, there's all sorts of potential perils for children that they have to be taught to avoid.
There is. I mean, and like within our own homes, I mean, when a child is born into a home or you know, getting to that toddler and waddler stage, we do everything in our power to baby-proof the house. We are rounding off sharp corners. We are putting covers into sockets. We need to adopt the same principle onto a farm, because that's really where the complexity lies here. We are talking about not just a farm, a working, a workplace. We are talking about a home. And so for so many children in Ireland, you know, they are being reared on what is considered the most dangerous workplace, not only in Ireland, but in the world. About 6% of Irish people are employed in agriculture, yet year on year, 50% of all workplace deaths are taking place on our farms. And that's something that we really, really have to bear in mind. So when we bring our children onto a farm, use it as an opportunity, not just to show them everything around about the animals and the different enterprises of farming, but to explain to them exactly where and what the dangers are, and use that really as a tool for them to earn respect for that as a workplace, so that when they grow up and maybe go on to do farming themselves, that they have a really good and solid foundation of respect when it comes to setting foot on that workplace.
Mm. Now, obviously, you mentioned machinery, and that's patently daft if to someone who would know nothing about farms. But say things like contact with animals and how much contact with animals and the risk of infection and that kind of thing. Should that be something that's taken into account?
Absolutely. And again, you know, when I talk about acceptable and unacceptable risk, it's not just for a farm. There are many people, you know, that are bringing, you know, pets into their homes. It might be a goldfish, it might be a hamster, it might be a dog, a puppy, and they in themselves. I mean, it's important that we recognise that they come with a risk. They might bite or snap or a growl. And hand washing is absolutely crucial. Going onto a farm is no different. One of the key learnings that I do within the AgriKids program is all about animal and zoonotic diseases, and we talk a lot about hand washing and the importance of hand washing and how to actually do it properly. And it's wonderful to kind of get the children following along to a fun rhyme, and we talk about the fact that even though, you know, the animals are cute and lovely and everything, you have to make sure that you take proper care of yourself afterwards. And that's even if you go onto a petting farm, the same rules all apply there. So, you know, it's you know, there are dangers, absolutely, but there's also great things to learn, and long life learning can also take place around a farm.
Yeah, because I imagine even the gentlest of creature, if, say, they've just given birth, might be a bit cranky or protective of their children.
Absolutely.
Kind of thing.
In fact, a freshly calved cow is considered the most dangerous animal on our farms and responsible for a lot more livestock injuries than a bull. But I'll also talk about ewes and lambs. You know, that there's one thing that I would comment on. It's when very young children, 2 and 3 years old, are kind of left to herd and to help offload trailers with you know, sheep and lambs. And again, this is something that is either sent to me on social media to do something about, or to, you know, to kind of bring my attention to it. Those children are the same height as a lot of those ewes. And when they take flight, if they see a child anywhere near their young, they will attack and they will poke, and they could do a huge amount of damage to a young child. That will be something that, you know, that's where we have to exercise caution. But when it comes to looking after those animals, cleaning them out, feeding them, etc., that's a tremendous opportunity for a learning for our children, and definitely not something I'd be keeping them away from.
So in AgriKids, are you aiming at children or the parents of those children?
I suppose my end user is children, but I definitely see myself as helping parents. I started it about 10 years ago following the deaths of two little boys on their own farms. And my own son was only 2. And I wanted to do a lot more around creating conversations around farm safety. So I started off with a series of storybooks, which led me getting into libraries and then into schools. And then I saw that there was actually a gap, that farm safety is included on the national school curriculum. So I began to develop tools and resources that teachers could actually use within the classroom, but also tools and resources that could be used at home. So that way we're bringing the learnings from the classroom directly into the homes also. And we're kind of starting from the ground up. And I have been in preschools all the way up to, you know, children in sixth class. And not only are they instinctive learners, they're passionate learners, and they love nothing more than sharing their learning outcome. And probably one of the nicest moments that I've had that always comes to mind with me was when I was with a group of children in Donegal, and a little girl put her hand up. She was in sixth class, and she said that we were talking about PTO guards on tractors, which, you know, protect from the rotating shaft. And she spoke about the fact that her father didn't have a guard, and where could she get one, and how much would it cost, because she just made her confirmation and she wanted to buy him one. So as I tell the kids, that's why it's called AgriKids and not AgriAdults, because they get it and they will go home and they will make a difference. We've just completed actually a 10-week program supported by the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, where we ran the AgriKids Farm Safety Ambassador program. And it was just so amazing to go out and visit the children who won special awards throughout the course of the program. and to see the passion that they have for it, to see the delight, the wonder. And when I arrive in with, you know, model tractors and different like farming tools and accessories, their eyes light up. So that tells me straight out that no, we never ever keep our children away from the farm, but we do take into account what would be acceptable and what is unacceptable risk.
Yeah, and those shafts can be, the unprotected shafts have been the cause of some horrific accidents on farms.
Horrific, over the year. Yeah.
One of our listeners has texted in, Amber, to say, I'm a secondary school teacher in a rural area. Lots of our parents request that their son or daughters drive themselves to school in a tractor. Whilst these pupils are old enough, they drive like lunatics up the school avenue. They don't realise how powerful and dangerous a big tractor is.
Yes, I've seen that a lot. And, it's something that we definitely see within rural schools, kind of that graduation where they kind of get access to a tractor and they can bring it in. But again, the rules, Sean, say that from 16, they are actually legally allowed to drive a tractor on the road. And at 14, they can drive a tractor, but just on private ground. The age of 7, and only if there is a passenger seat with a seatbelt, is a child actually allowed inside a tractor. And in Northern Ireland, the age to be allowed into a tractor as a passenger is 13. So, you know, they are allowed, but at the end of the day, do they have the capability and the ability to operate those machinery? Because at the end of the day, it's like an articulated truck. And the crux of the article actually that Joe Stanley had done over the last number of months was he was actually talking about the fact that it was a 13-year-old operating a 400-horsepower tractor. And that's really what he had the issue with. And I absolutely would have to agree with that. If we expect them to drive a car a year later, which is, you know, a quarter of the size, why are we okay and allowing them to operate tractors and machinery at that age? You know, for me, it's all about bringing in some kind of competency-based testing so that we can really, you know, put drivers and operators out there who are up to the task, who can operate the machinery, and that, you know, we start to undo a lot of, you know, the bad habits that we are seeing out there, and definitely that we can start taking down posts and videos that are posted on social media that do so much to undermine, you know, the work of farm safety, because they seem to be absolutely rife.
Yeah. Alma, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Alma Jordan there. You're very welcome. Founder of AgriKids there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.